You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The APN is currently looking for network sponsors. Hear your company right here at the beginning of the show in over 60 episodes a month on 18 different shows and reach 70,000 subscribers. Contact the APN via Chris at archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. That's Chris at archaeologypodcastnetwork.com to sponsor the only archaeology education and outreach podcast network.
This is episode 165. For the 14th of June, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's show, we learn about an important cultural region in the United States, the Great Basin. Many archaeologists have heard of the Great Basin, even if they don't or haven't ever worked there. However, many people not from one of the states in the Great Basin have not heard of it. I certainly hadn't until I moved there. So let's find out what it is and a little about its geologic and cultural history. Geologically, the Great Basin is a watershed, or more specifically, an endorheic watershed, which means none of the water that flows or falls into the Great Basin drains outside the Great Basin via rivers or any other means. All water either stays in the Great Basin or evaporates out. Geographically, the states included in the Great Basin include Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, Oregon, California, and a small part of the Mexican state of Baja California. Most of Nevada and about 40% of Utah are included. Only the southeastern part of Oregon, a small part of Idaho, and a really small part of Wyoming are included. The highest point in the contiguous United States, Mount Whitney, is included as well. The lowest point in the Great Basin is in Death Valley at 279 feet below sea level. The Great Basin measures 209,162 square miles. An average of only 4,079 square miles of that are persistent water sources such as lakes. So that was a description of what's known as the hydrographic Great Basin, or the one defined by water. There are other definitions based on other things like plants and animals. The one we're going to focus on for today's episode is the cultural Great Basin, or more commonly, the Great Basin Culture Area. This area is nearly twice the size of the hydrographic area, at about 400,000 square miles. Paleo-Indian tribes have inhabited the Great Basin for at least 14,000 years, and possibly more. There are old habitation sites along the ancient shores of some of the existing and dry lakes. Some of the lakes were up to 500 feet higher at the end of the Pleistocene, and that's where early people made their camps. The Spanish were the first Europeans to explore the Great Basin in the 1700s. There are a number of names you might recognize that were early explorers of the Great Basin. Jedediah Strong Smith was the first to cross the Great Basin from the Sierra Nevada in 1827. Peter Skane Ogden explored the Great Salt Lake and the Humboldt River regions in the late 1820s. Benjamin Bonneville explored northeastern Great Basin in 1832. The United States gained control of the Great Basin via several treaties, including the Adams-Onis Treaty with Spain, the Oregon Treaty with Britain, and the Mexican Cession. This doesn't begin to describe the history that has taken place in the Great Basin. A number of archaeologists have started and made careers in just the Great Basin and through the study of its people. There is an amazing and complex history across most of the area. I'll end with one of my own anecdotes from one of the endless miles I've walked in this culturally rich area. We were working in central Nevada in a desolate region with few inhabitants. We hadn't actually seen much of anything most of the day. After a particularly tough hike up a steep hill, I came to the crest and began to get a fantastic view of the valley on the other side. As I thought to myself, no one has been up here in a long time, if ever. I caught a glimpse of the artifacts at my feet. There were several projectile point fragments and a collection of flakes. Anytime you think you're the first one to be somewhere, chances are an adventurous Native American probably beat you to it. Come visit, and when you do, get out of your car and walk a bit. It's an amazing place. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle, and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.